Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
38 Special bringing us back. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Everything's free there except the books. We ask you to pay for those, which I think is completely appropriate. And I'm always glad when Eva Rosenberg can join us, ladies and gentlemen. Eva's one of our favorite people in the world. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll have her 17th anniversary later in the early part of 2015. She is the Tax Mama. TaxMama.com is the website. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She's the one that keeps us straight on our taxes and our tax compliance. Eva, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, you talked to us about the extenders for individuals, which we had not talked about on the show before, how individuals are getting got some love from Congress, even though it was 11 and a half months late, and not yes. even and not even permanent. We got to worry about it all over again January 1. Now let's talk about the business extenders.
Well, there are some
this is
employers.
One that really makes me mad.
Yeah, but there are some employers who continue to pay their employees when on active service in the military.
Uh-huh.
And those people, if they have 50 or fewer employees, get a 20% employer wage credit
wow.
for this compensation. And they just found out now at the end of the year. So this was extended. The work opportunity credit, which keeps coming and going, and I don't know why they don't make it permanent, because it's such an incentive for employers to hire people who otherwise might not be as desirable workers. And it also includes veterans. The work opportunity credit has been extended for the umpteenth year. This gets extended every year or two, so why not just, you know, get it set, for God's sake.
You know, I hope they do that, because that, you know, that could include former talk show hosts.
Yes, know, it can.
People who are unemployed, you know, who are not less desirable employees. And
hard
I'm,
to it, place workers.
I might need a job
them.
One of these days, and I'm pretty much unemployable. So maybe then somebody to hire me later. Not to minimize anybody else out
no.
there who's trying to get
no,
a job.
But this covers students, this covers people in slum areas, this covers seniors.
Right.
So it covers you know, rehabilitated, quote, prisoners. So these are people who need to get back into the system so we don't have to support them.
Right, right. Yeah, but I certainly fall into that category if I didn't have a job. So, all right, what about, let's talk about the small business stuff, though, in terms of the ones that really tick me off, though, are the Section 179 stuff. The
right.
bonus depreciation, the direct expensing,
right.
all of those. That even when I think about the fact that small businesses are out there, either as the seller or the buyer, on both sides of the desk, they're trying to put a deal together. That's laying on the desk, is waiting. The proposal's waiting to be accepted and signed. But we don't know what it's going to cost us yet. And there are projects that we wanted to bid on that would require us to get a new piece of equipment, but we couldn't come up with the right price we could be comfortable with because we didn't know what our costs were going to be.
Right. And
they wonder why
are.
The economy is being held back and why we aren't hiring more people.
At the 11th hour, Congress took
11 and a half, 11 hour and 30 minutes.
There we go. And raised it from the $25,000 it's been all year to $500,000 for up to $2 million. Now, the kicker is, as you mentioned earlier, they have to complete the purchase.
You have to put it in service.
Receive the equipment and put it into service before the end of the year.
That's right.
And on big equipment, sometimes that can't happen.
Can't be done.
With 3 working days left, you know, when there's only a couple of weeks left. The other thing that happened is they reinstated the 50% bonus depreciation, which I did not expect, but this is only on new property. So it's not on used stuff.
But
you have to buy actual new things.
But Eva, between the bonus depreciation, the direct expenses, expensing, and the one that you just mentioned, that we're talking millions of small businesses.
That's right.
Transactions anywhere from $1,000 to $500,000, millions of transactions laying on the table where we either didn't do it because we didn't know what it was going to cost us, or we did it and if we were bidding on a project, Eva, where we had to buy something to comply with that project, if we went ahead and bought the equipment, if we didn't buy the equipment, we might not have bid on the project. And if we did bid on the project, we might have bid it wrong.
That's right. And because you might have lost the project.
Because Congress wouldn't do their job that we paid them to do. Why are we paying them?
So, folks, you know, if you're listening, please feel free to contact your Congress folks and write them a note about being responsible in passing these laws in the beginning of the year instead of the end of the year. So one other thing happened with depreciation, and this is for qualified leasehold improvements in restaurants and retail improvements. They also end up getting the 15-year straight-line cost recovery instead of 39 years. And again, you can't put leasehold improvements into service if you start them now. There's no way to put them into service. So it's another one of those BS things.
Yeah, and it's them, and it's all because they didn't do their job. And here's the thing, Eva, everybody knew they were going to do it. Everybody knew it was going to get done before the end of the year. Why would they wait? Why would they make themselves look this stupid and this shameless?
But they do this year after year with
doesn't
no,
it make
with
them
no
look stupid and shameless?
Now, one last thing, qualified small business stock, the 100% exclusion of gain, that was also reinstated for 2014.
Yeah, but just for 2014.
Just for 2014.
And they didn't make it permanent for none of it permanent.
None
I'm
of this
so
is
mad about this,
opinion.
I don't know what to do. Tintail, stay with us. Still I wonder
who's stop the rain. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.